Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
For us, just any simulation you can get in a controlled environment, that word controlled to me is huge. And I think when you get a controlled environment like we have, you can have your guys, whether it's the first team, second team, or third team, you can have your guys out here playing a full game. They got 60 plays, and then on top of that, we got every special team situation. You can't mock that in a preseason game. Nothing to take away from that, but you just can't. That enabled us tonight. We took a lot of time and hours to script. Every play was scripted. So it wasn't like we were just calling off the hip. We scripted every scenario, and I think that's what was so cool about it.
Middays on the Score.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy coming up with a little bit of a different way to practice during this preseason. Our next guest, Ross Tucker, joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. I'm Connor McKnight. He's Hub Arkish. And Hub, you know Ross Tucker, the Radio.com Sports NFL insider who joins us here. You guys are our broadcast partners together, so I'll let you lead it off with your old bud.
Well, Ross is more than an insider. We are occasional partners at Westwood One for some of the national calls on NFL games, and Ross is, I think, one of the best color commentators out there. So, Ross, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I know that you've gotten so big now with the podcast and all the serious stuff and everything that I'm hoping we're still going to get to work together occasionally this year.
Absolutely, Hub. Great to talk with you, Connor. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, I am coming to you guys live from Jacksonville, Florida. I'm the color analyst for the Philadelphia Eagles preseason games this year. So that game actually happens to be a pretty big game for the folks in Philadelphia because Nick Foles now plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars. I don't know how much Nick will actually play tonight, if at all, but hopefully a lot of people will at least tune in to see what tie I'm wearing at the start of the game because they want to see whether or not Nick Foles plays against the Birds. But at Hub, absolutely. I just re-upped with Westwood, so hopefully Thanksgiving or some other games we'll be able to be together. And maybe I think I'm doing a Bears game on the sideline. Do they play an early Monday night game like in D.C. or something?
They do.
I'm doing
week
that
two.
One.
Yep, week two.
Awesome. I will be there. Looking forward to it. That's, by the way, a really good time for them to be playing the Redskins. No matter who the quarterback is or no matter what the deal is, the Redskins, all kinds of injury issues. Trent Williams hasn't reported. I don't know if they'll be much better towards the end of the year, but that should be a nice week two road game for the Bears. You know, when you're in a division that's going to be as hotly contested as theirs is, I think sometimes you're kind of looking for road games that you feel good about winning, and that should absolutely be one for the Bears.
Yeah, it sounds like Dwayne Haskins may not be on the field yet, but if he is, I'm not sure that's the defense you want your young quarterback to see. But it would be a good learning experience for him. Hey, Ross, let me bring you back kind of local, though. We're here in Chicago. The game tonight, basically, you know, your work with the Eagles in camp in general. One of the Bears' biggest offseason moves was the trade of Jordan Howard, not because they got so much in return, but because it was wiping out, a Pro Bowl running back and rebuilding their run game. How has Jordan looked so far with the Eagles? What does it look like his role is going to be there?
So they've been really happy with him in camp. Now, I will say, you know, he was the only projected offensive starter that got any time last week in preseason week one. And what I noticed the Eagles did was some of their new additions, they had those guys go out there for a series or two. So Andrew Sendejo at safety, Malik Jackson on the D-line, you know, they wanted those guys to get some reps. The Eagles did not run the ball very well at all, whether that was Jordan Howard or Miles Sanders, the second round pick out of Penn State. You know, they were less than 3 yards a carry. I'd like to see, as a former offensive lineman, I'd like to see them run it more effectively tonight. They did throw it pretty well. Nate Sudfeld, before he got hurt, threw it well. But the offensive line just didn't quite click. But they've been really happy with him. You know, he's exactly what they were looking for. They didn't have last year especially after Jay Ajayi went down. But they really didn't have a guy that they could count on short yardage and goal line and who was durable and reliable. And Jordan's all of those things. I think everyone is going to be really interested to see how the play time is divvied up between Howard and Miles Sanders, you know, this season, with Darren Sproles probably, you know, getting a little bit of the leftovers. I think they brought him in large part to be the punt returner. But it'll be interesting. I got to tell you, you know, I hear people talk, and maybe some people in Chicago are like this. I hear people talk about Jordan Howard like he's terrible, and I just think that's really disrespectful. I mean, what's the guy, third in rushing in the NFL over the last 3 years behind, like, Zeke and Gurley? I mean, these yards don't happen by themselves. Now, is he explosive? Is he a home run guy? Probably not, but, you know, there's still something to be said in the NFL for a guy that is a banger, reliable, durable, and productive. He's been very, very productive. So the Eagles are really happy to have him.
It was really intriguing here. The Bears are the first ones to tell you they didn't trade Jordan because he's not a good football player. They said it was a system thing. But they trade him to Philadelphia, who, you know, which is basically where the offense was created, that Matt Nagy has learned from obviously Andy Reid, but of course Doug Peterson as well. And so the fact that the Bears were moving him because he didn't fit Matt Nagy's scheme, but Doug Peterson wanted him, certainly did raise some eyebrows here in Chicago.
Well, and not only that, you know, the early returns seemed to be pretty good on David Montgomery. It's funny. Because, you know, just being on Twitter, at Ross Tucker NFL, Eagles fans are really excited to have Jordan Howard. They feel like he's the guy they were missing really ever since LeGarrette Blount on the Super Bowl team, you know, for those tough yards and to be the inside runner that the Eagles really lacked last year. Meanwhile, and I'm sure you guys talk about this and your callers tell you, every Bears fan in the galaxy has told me that getting rid of Jordan Howard gave them a huge upgrade at running back, and that Mike Davis and David Montgomery are a lot better. That might be true, and I think the early returns on David Montgomery were pretty good. It's just an amazing thing that a guy can be sort of the foundational piece of an offense for at least his first 2 years, and then not as much last year, but still be productive all 3 years. And the Bears fans just totally dismiss. Look, I've seen the cut-ups. He's pretty good. And maybe he's not as flashy as some of the other runners out there, and maybe he's not as great in space, but the game's not only in space. I understand what Nagy's saying. He wanted a guy that's a little bit better in the passing game. Like, I get that, but you can't tell me that Jordan Howard's not a very solid NFL running back. I've seen some of the highlight clips that we cut up so I can feature him in some of these games.
He's Ross Tucker, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Speaking of the Bears, one of the other places that the team hopes it's better this year is on defense, believe it or not, with progression from guys like Eddie Jackson and a full season of a fully healthy Khalil Mack, stuff like that. But with 27 interceptions last year and 18 forced fumbles, you got to figure that some of those numbers aren't quite as high. I wonder, Ross, what it looks like to you. How can they be a better defense if some of that stuff doesn't come back?
So I think that, like you said, individual players can get better. They can get more comfortable in the scheme. But that's one of the reasons why I think that the Bears take a step back this year. You know, turnovers are not really a predictive statistic.
Right.
Now, I will say this. They've got some guys, Khalil Mack, obviously, Eddie Jackson, obviously, that have a history and a track record of producing turnovers, and I think those guys will. But the numbers you just put out there, Connor, I mean, those are ridiculous. I mean, that's just not going to happen again. There's just no way. That, and I wonder, it felt to me like in the second half of the year that teams had a little bit better of a bead on Trubisky, on Nagy, on the offense. So the Bears are one of the more intriguing teams in the NFL for me. To your point, I think that statistically in terms of yards allowed, the Bears could be better, but not be as impactful on defense just because they might not turn over their opponents as much. I mean, those numbers were unbelievable. It took me back to when I was playing, and somehow Mike Brown got like an interception or a fumble return for a touchdown every game. I mean, what year was that where it was like the Bears had two defensive touchdowns a game? I'm like, do these guys have magic pixie dust? Are they rubbing rabbit's foot? What is going on?
Well, it was 2001 in back-to-back overtime wins over Frisco and Cleveland where Mike Brown scored on deflected interceptions that he took to the end zone.
And you know what else? You know what else, Hub? That was my rookie year. We were beating them in Washington, and they ran a fake field goal to Urlacher for a touchdown. We would have made the playoffs if we won that game. But Jim Miller, my buddy Jim Miller, came in. That's back when you had the heaviest defensive tackle combo in the history of the galaxy, approaching 800 pounds with Ted Washington and Keith Traylor.
It's funny because you're in Jacksonville, and they played Jacksonville. It was like week 13 or week 14 to clinch the NFC North. And Keith Traylor intercepted a pass and took it like 870 yards to the end zone. I could picture it like it was yesterday. I mean, the play-by-play call, it rumbling, stumbling, bumbling. It was great. It took him forever to get there. But Russ, I got to ask you one other question before we let you go, because there's something that Bears fans aren't focused on right now. The offensive line appears to be pretty well settled, and they're going to be much better inside with Kyle Long healthy. They've got Daniels and Tucker, Daniels and Whitehair in the right positions. But they don't really have a backup tackle right now. They've got this kid, Rashad Coward, who they like a lot. And there's been a lot of conversation because he's an interesting prospect, but he's pretty much just a right tackle, we think. Now, I know you played the position, and there's a perception out there in the NFL today that there isn't the same difference anymore between right and left tackles because there are so many good pass rushers. Do you buy that, or do you still need a different kind of player on the left side than the right side, or the quarterback's blind side, let's say?
No, I think you need a good pass protector at both spots. I don't think there is any difference. I really don't. I think some teams just naturally still put the more talented guy at left. But if you look around the league at the amount of guys like Khalil Mack that usually are rushing over the right tackle, you better have a darn good right tackle. And it is interesting. You know, I do a lot of these insider hits for radio.com sports, and I love it. And no team has a perfect roster, right? We know that. I think the Bears have a really nice roster. But backup tackle is a major, major concern. So I wonder if they think TJ Clemmings can do it. Maybe it's a situation, Hub, where they trade for a guy, you know, late in a couple weeks. Maybe they just wait and see who falls off the waiver wire at final cuts. But they've been pretty fortunate in terms of the durability, really, other than Kyle. You know, the tackles have been very durable. But I used to always tell people, the way the NFL is, you have to assume, and I'd love if somebody had the numbers on this, but in my experience, anecdotally, I think your sixth offensive lineman, whether that's the swing inside guy or your swing tackle, usually ends up starting about half the year, about eight games. And even your seventh offensive lineman is usually going to start three or four games for you. I mean, that was kind of, I was always the sixth or seventh guy, but I always end up starting a bunch of games because guys get hurt. And I'm looking right now, and you'd have to tell me what they would do if Charles Leno Jr. got hurt, whether that's Lucas or Clemmings, but whoever it is not good. Would they flip Massey over there and put the kid Rashad Coward in it, right? I mean, that to me is a team that is lacking Super Bowl caliber depth at that position.
Ross, appreciate you hopping on. Great talking with you. Have a great broadcast tonight.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
That's Ross Tucker, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, and he is on the call for the Eagles and Jaguars game this evening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.